انتخبت نفسي.
Okay, so again, Macholas Asuras, Simen Mem Vav, Ois Yud Zayin. So we were middle of talking about when you send food with a guy that has to be double sealed if it's a deraisa. If it's the Rabbanon food, it only needs one seal. So im shaleach imafkid eza davar basak. Let's say you send or you put something in a sack. You need to make sure the stitches are on the inside, tie it up, and seal it. Why? Because otherwise they could unstitch the, if they don't have the stitches on the inside, then they could just unstitch it and replace the food and then restitch it. But that's what we said before, that if it happens that you did send with a guy, a behema or birds, any sort of meat without a chaisim, then you have to ask the Sheilas Chacham. In most cases, we're going to be makel b'di'evet. You test kavinas to shard varam shem b'dei avdi k'chavim, cheese and other things that are in the hands of a guy, af al pi shem b'chaisim, avdi tfus shem k'sherim, even though they have a seal, or they are in some sort of tfus that they're kosher, kosher le yadanu michasaman asurim. As long as we don't know who the chasima comes from, so it's us. Meaning we have to know whose hechsher it is. Right? Meaning it just says kosher. Who says it's really kosher? Chaf, yeshizar shalai levash lulitzas yisrael bai v'kam shtekidei resua etzizu. You have to be careful not to cook or roast a goy and a yid together, their pots together. One is obviously doing kosher, one is doing treif. Imakideres emach, oya emach, amach megulas. That's if the pots or the pans are revealed, are open, right? Because we're afraid that by mistake, somebody might mix up the pots. So the same thing, you are not allowed to leave pots with the guy when the yidden are leaving because we're afraid that she's going to use them for treif. So this is the number one reason why many people's houses you're not allowed to eat in. Because you're not allowed to leave a shiksa home unless she's scared that somebody may come at any time. And you have many people that go away and they have the livens and they leave the livens there. Their houses, me'ikar adin, are treif. The arateirim, the Moshe says, after 24 hours, everything is not a ben yoymoy. But that's all big bidi of it. L'chatchila, you cannot leave a guy in a house unless they're scared that you may come at any time. Let's say you don't recognize the person whether he keeps kashrus. Also, liquors men are yain, you can't buy from him wine. By shard varam sheesh lachush behem leisur or anything else that you chayshish him beisur. Miyum nesarachetzay aichalima. But if you are staying by him, then you could eat with him kosher lenaydul shu chashad, as long as you haven't heard that he's chashad. Meaning you can assume that a yid is kosher. This comes up a lot. When you have family members that are not so religious, can you trust them? Can you not trust them? Fine. You have to be careful not to leave a kli by a guy that you chayshid he made use it. Even if you give it to a worker to fix it, if you chayshid that he might use it, then you have to ask a shelas chacham. Sometimes you take a tied up bird and you throw it on the ground. Who is her gomer? That's mamish and real iser. Because an animal or a bird that falls, you have no heter to assume that they're not trait unless you see them walk. Same thing by sheep and calves. You have to be very careful. There are these treif things that are in their stomachs. And there's many treifs because of it. You got to check the intestines very well. When you find these little bubbles, you have to find out and know whether the animal is going to die within a year. If the animal's going to die within a year, then you have a problem. And it's true. Chavei ain't loshen isa b'cholov. You are not allowed to make dairy bread. You can't knead, K-N-E-A-D, dough with milk, shemayochel pas and basa, because many people eat bread with meat. So we're afraid they're going to do that. Vim losh, kala pasa sura, filu losh levada. And if you did do it, the entire bread becomes asur, even if you're not eating it with meat. Kseir shemayochel and basa, because yochel and basa, because we're afraid you might eat it with meat. Vim haya dover muat, kdei achilas pamachas. But if the bread is made in very small amounts where you're not choshesh anybody's going to leave it over to eat meat. Hoshashina tzura sapas. She nikar shaloy la'ochle and basa. If you change the tzura of the pas, the form of the pas, that it's recognizable that you're not getting your basa, so it's mutter. That's why you can have Danishes that are dairy, because usually they look different and also they're meant to be eaten in one sitting. Same thing if you knead the dough with fats of meat. And you should not bake any bread with tzapichis. Those are like berekas, dairy berekas. Don't cook bread in the oven at the same time. We're afraid that the berekas, whatever, is going to leak and it's going to get on the bread. And if itaka does, dino ikilu nila shima, the asalach leafilavada, it's also to eat it even by itself. Now notice he says the whole issue with baking bread in the oven at the same time as these things is because the cheese may flow or the meat may flow under the bread. Mashma, that if it's on separate, in a separate kli, then it should be okay, which is the next sif. But one thing is also, once the bed is baked, bread is baked, you cannot like put a, let's say, a marking on it and write, this is dairy bread. It's too late. You have to do something in the actual bread.
So you mean those so, donuts that they put in from like sesame that says milk, they like stick it in after it's baked? That's not a...
See not that, I think that usually it's a small one-shot deal. And meaning you don't usually leave it over. That's one. And two, it's not, it's pretty nicker what it is.
Also, I just realized the donuts are baked the same. It's the cream and the other stuff that's milkshakes.
Right, that's true, but they bake it together, no?
No, it's, they not, put it in after. It's not milk. The dough itself, I don't believe, is milkshakes. It's just the cream and the fillings.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah, I hear that.
So you can't make milk bread. What about making fleishig bread?
You just said you can't make fleishig bread.
He said both.
That's making inflation.
So the pastrami challah?
So you have to make sure the pastrami stick out on top so that you see clearly that it's pastrami challah. That would be the way, the proper way to do it. Okay, might as well finish. Right? So if you bake bread with other roasted foods in one oven, imaya tanur sasum vatzli magula, if the tanur is closed, and the roasted is not covered, you cannot eat the bread with meat, with the milk. But if it's covered, the roasted is covered, or it's open, which a lot of ours are because they're vented, and it's a large tanur with like our ovens, then it's mutter. So you see, well, let's finish first. Don't do it. Because like we said before, we're afraid some of the meat is going to leak and hit the bread. And even if the tzli is in a pot, which shouldn't leak, you should be concerned. But again, this is only if it's happening at the same time. If it's one after the other, then it's mutter. Right? Let's say on the bottom of the oven, so fats and milk fell over there. Tzarech hesek kadin. You have to heat it up kadin. Ad sheyelchu hagecholim apnei kulay. So the coals go on the whole thing. V'yislavin, and it'll become white. Right? I mean, white hot. Chavches tarnegolim miserasim noigin la'achlum. The tarnegolim who are castrated. The minig is to eat them. Mishum desaymchun demistama. Ivi kachavam amisaris. Who uman ubaki bedavar. We're assuming that whoever it is that did it to the chicken, that you don't do with the stitch any, because they're doing some stitching, any sort of hole in the stomachs. I will limit to an easy reyusa, but if you do find something wrong, even if they weren't just placed properly, then they are awesome. Okay, we don't really know what this is. This is getting into the faux. What do you call it? How do you call it? Foie gras? Four. What's that stuff called? Foie gras? Four. Whatever. Right?
Yeah, you got it right. The goose liver.
Yeah, so they stuffed them. They stuffed the goose, the geese. So, so someplace times they sell it to a yid. Shadarkin, Isantachas, Kanfeim. The machat, they poke them under their wings with a needle, so that the meat will somehow expand, that they'll look more, they'll look bigger. That's a big shot. This is mamish called the stomach issue with the non-chav Yisrael milk, that they poke a hole in the stomachs. Makes the animal into a trefa. That's what the kids Shulchan was talking about. If because of roiva achila, it gets a sakana. So the way to heal it is to poke a hole in the stomach. Yesh v'zeh gamkin sheilas chacham im hi ksheira. That's a big sheilas chacham, whether it's kosher or not. Clearly, the kosher agencies nowadays go with that it is kosher. But many, many disagree. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night.